All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, last week was a very interesting week during the games. We saw we had a 6-6 tie between the Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals, and I don't think anybody out there had that picked in their slate of games for week number 7. But, you know, with that said, we have some good games on tap here in week number 8. Things got started good for me on Thursday night as I picked the Tennessee Titans to win at home over their AFC South rivals in the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that is exactly what Tennessee was able to do as they got themselves to 4-4, and now they are looking to be a player in that division for the second half of the season. Now, there are still some good games on tap for Sunday, as well as the Monday night affair, and with that said, here are my picks for week number 8 in the National Football League. Now, I'm going to get things started off in jolly old England once again. This time around, it's the Washington Redskins clashing with the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati comes into this game favored by a field goal over Washington, and you look at both of these clubs as they are very desperate to get a win and get some more momentum for themselves heading into the second half of the season. I look at both of these teams, and first and foremost, which team is going to be able to run the football? And you look at this Washington running game, it's been up and down, but if they can get it going against this Bengals defense, they have a shot. On the flip side for Cincinnati, they were able to take care of their business last week at home against the Cleveland Browns, and they want to try to keep that momentum going. And for Cincinnati to win this game, I expect a heavy dose of Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill at running back. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck affair, but I'm going to take the Bengals by the score of 27-23. Now in Indianapolis, you have the 4-2 Kansas City Chiefs rolling into town to take on the 3-4 Colts. And for Indianapolis, it's been an up and down season. They've been close, but they've been unable to get over that hump. And like I always say, who is going to step up for this Colts team besides Andrew Luck and make a play? Now, Andrew Luck will have his work cut out for him going up against this Kansas City defense. While Kansas City offensively can run the football very effectively with Sharkhandrick West, Spencer Ware, and Jamaal Charles, I think the running game of Kansas City will be the difference in this one, and thus I'm going to take the Chiefs on the road by the score of 27-20. Now in Tampa, you have the 5-2 Oakland Raiders coming to town to take on the 3-3 Buccaneers. This marks the second consecutive week for the Raiders playing a game within the state of Florida, as last week Oakland was able to go on the road and get a victory against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This time around, this Raiders defense has to be up for the challenge to stop the youngster at quarterback for Tampa Bay and Jameis Winston. You look at this Buccaneers defense, and they were able to go out there and do their thing last week against the San Francisco 49ers, but they will definitely have their hands full Sunday going up against this very potent Raiders offense, and I'm talking about quarterback Derek Carr and wide receivers Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree. I think this is going to be a pretty solid scoring game, but I'm going to take Oakland on the road for the second straight week in the state of Florida by the score of 30-24. Now, down in the Superdome in New Orleans, you have the 2-4 Saints welcoming the 4-1-1 Seahawks to town. Seattle had that 6-6 tie last week on Sunday Night Football, and that was a paint-swapping, physical, grueling matchup that they had against the Arizona Cardinals. And you just wonder, do the Seahawks have anything left? I mean, they simply left it all out there on the gridiron, and then they have to turn around for this quick start, or early start, rather, on Sunday afternoon, defensively going up against that high-powered Saints offense with quarterback Drew Brees, which is always tougher at home. Now, offensively, Seattle needs to get some cohesion going between quarterback Russell Wilson, tight end Jimmy Graham, and wide receiver Doug Baldwin early in this contest if they are going to get it done. But my upset of the day, I have New Orleans winning at home by the score of 30-24. Now you have the 4-3 Detroit Lions traveling to take on the 4-3 Houston Texans. And for the Lions, they are coming into town on a 3-game winning streak, and all three of those victories came at home at Ford Field. On the flip side for the Texans, they are 4-3, but all four of their victories have come at home. The Texans were embarrassed on Monday Night Football this past Monday against the Denver Broncos, and I think they need to try to find a way to get back on track. First and foremost, Houston needs to establish the running game. Defensively, the Texans have to find a way to keep the Lions offense in second and third long situations and do something to quarterback Matthew Stafford that he has not been doing a lot of this season, and that's force the football and throw interceptions. This is going to be a tight one, and it probably won't be decided until the final 2 minutes of this contest, but I will take Houston at home by the score of 24-20. Now, a very interesting game will take place in Cleveland, as you have the winless Cleveland Browns, who come in with a record of 0-7, hosting the New York Jets, who are at 2-5. And the Jets ended their 4-game losing streak last week when they were able to defeat the Baltimore Ravens, and they did it with the services of Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback, as he replaced an injured Geno Smith. Now, Geno Smith suffered a torn ACL in that contest, which will end his 2016 campaign. And after being benched, it looks like Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to have another life with the Jets. But it doesn't matter who the Jets quarterback is. First and foremost, offensively, they have to give the football to running back Matt Forte early and often and get him involved in this offense. Now, Josh McCown is back, and he is expected to start for the Browns at quarterback, and I don't like that matchup for the Browns, as this Jets defense will look to tee off on him. I see gangrene forcing at least 2 turnovers in this contest, and thus I'm going to take New York on the road by the score of 27-16. Now, at New Era Field, you have the 6-1 New England Patriots rolling to town to take on the 4-3 Buffalo Bills. The last time that these two teams got together, it was week number 4, and Buffalo went on the road and shut out the Patriots, and that was the first time that the Patriots suffered a home shutout since 1993. Now, this is a very big game in spite of the fact that it's only week 8, and the reason why I say it is this. If New England wins this contest, they have a 3-game lead over Buffalo in the division, and you could all but hand the Patriots the AFC East title once again. Now, Buffalo was very braggadocious after they shut out the Patriots, but there was no Tom Brady in that contest at quarterback for New England. And you see this offense right now, they are clicking. New England has too much talent on offense for Buffalo to keep up with, and I guarantee you, things are going to be a little bit different defensively for the Patriots as they look to get after Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor. Thus, I'm going to take the Pats on the road by the score of 34-17. Now, at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, you have the 1-5 Carolina Panthers hosting the 3-3-1 Arizona Cardinals. Arizona will come into town a little fatigued after they had that tough and grueling overtime battle with the Seahawks this past Sunday night that ended in a tie. And what do they get for it? A 1 o'clock start on Sunday against a team in Carolina that is coming off of their bye. This is a rematch of the 2015 NFC Championship game, but both of these teams are looking a lot different than the two teams that met in Charlotte last January. For Carolina offensively, they have to find some cohesion in the running game, and they have to take some pressure off of quarterback Cam Newton. Defensively, the Panthers have been unable, and I repeat, unable to stop anybody. And they have to start by winning first and second down, which means putting pressure on Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer. I think the Panthers defense will be up for the challenge in this game of pressuring Carson Palmer and forcing at least 2 Arizona turnovers. So I'm going to take the Panthers at home by the score of 27-20. Now you have the 5-2 Denver Broncos, who are hosting the 3-4 San Diego Chargers. And for Denver, this is a revenge game right here, because it was a few weeks ago that San Diego dominated them at home on Thursday Night Football. I expect the Broncos, first and foremost, offensively, they have to find a way to come out and establish the running game. I know no more C.J. Anderson this season, as he is suffering, he suffered a torn meniscus, and I look for this Broncos defense, being that they are at home and they are a different team in Denver, to really pin their ears back and come after Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers. San Diego is game, but Denver is the more talented team, and thus I'm going to take the Broncos at home by the score of 27-20. Now, in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, you have the 4-3 Atlanta Falcons hosting the 4-2 Green Bay Packers. Green Bay comes into this game well-rested as they won on Thursday Night Football in week number 7 as they got the victory at home against the Chicago Bears, and now they are looking to keep that momentum going. And after the quick 4-1 start for the Atlanta Falcons, they've dropped their last two, and if you're a fan of the Falcons, you have to simply say, here we go again. It's a battle of Pro Bowl quarterbacks and Aaron Rodgers for Green Bay and Matt Ryan for Atlanta, and this Packers secondary is definitely going to have their hands full with Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones. But this Falcons defense, they've been known to let it down at times, and if they let it down against Aaron Rodgers on Sunday, they will definitely pay. I think the last team that possesses the football wins, and thus I'm going to take Green Bay on the road by the score of 34-30. Now, on Sunday Night Football, it's a classic NFC East rivalry as you have the 4-2 Philadelphia Eagles making the trek to AT&T Stadium in Arlington to take on the 5-1 Dallas Cowboys. Dallas comes into this game fresh off of their bye, and they are also 5-point favorites in this matchup. I look for Dallas to try to go out there and establish the running game with rookie running back Ezekiel Elliott and try to wear down this Philly defense. We've seen a different Carson Wentz in the past few weeks as opposing defenses are beginning to figure it out as they want to put some pressure on him and force some turnovers. I think the bye week for the Cowboys makes a difference, and I'm going to take Dallas at home by the score of 31-23. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you have the 5-1 Minnesota Vikings traveling to take on the 1-6 Chicago Bears. And the Bears have been game, even with Brian Hoyer at quarterback. And, of course, he had the injury last week, and it's a possibility that the Bears could go back to Jay Cutler in this one. But it doesn't matter who the Bears are going to put out there at quarterback, because they have to go up against that very ferocious Minnesota Vikings defense. As long as Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford can protect the football, I like the Vikings' chances. Thus, I'm going to take Minnesota on the road in this one by the score of 27-17. So those are my picks, folks, for week number 8 in the National Football League season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.